Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yes, I was transferred to you because I had some charges on my debit card that I don't know what they're from.
Can I have your zip code?
60545.
Your first and last name?
First name Dolores, last name Doan, Doan.
Okay, so I do see an account here match your name. Could you verify your address?
923 Derby Drive, Plano, Illinois, 60545.
Thank you. So there was a purchase here for our KitchenAid mixer. It looks like your account has already been canceled.
Yes, I just spoke to a girl and she canceled it because there's been two charges. One was for $7.95, and then today I looked and it's for like 56 something like that. And I'm like, okay, no, I don't know who this is and what they want.
Yes, ma'am. So I see here that you want to report a fraud case. With that being said, I can go ahead and let you know that fraud is a serious offense and it will be handled as such. Any fraudulent charges will result into a penalty such as a fine. Are you sure that you or no one else in your household could have made this order?
You know, I have no clue. How does that sound? I don't know if anybody, I didn't, and it's under my credit card or my debit card. I think it's under my debit card. And so I don't know. I mean, there's only me and my husband, and I don't think that he ever did it either. And it's for, she said something about a KitchenAid.
Yes, ma'am, KitchenAid mixer. So I can't process a fraud claim if you're not sure that you or no one else in your household made the order.
Okay, okay.
But the account is canceled for you, though.
Okay, now, what about both of those charges? Do you know that they're both going to be canceled or...
So I, let's see here.
I know, it's like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yes, ma'am. So there was only one charge, and that was for, that was on the 8th. The other charge was for shipping and handling, and that was $7.95, and that was on the 4th.
Right, yeah, I seen the $7.95, and I'm like, shipping and handling, I see, now that's the first thing you said, shipping and handling. And, I mean, this is a dumb question, but... It's a mixer for $56.
So the $56 is for the subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club.
Oh, okay, okay. I didn't, you know, like I said, I had no clue. I'm like, what is this stuff? But I was just going through, you know, I mean, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm going through my bank account, going, wait a minute, what's going on here? But okay, well, yeah, as long as it's going to be canceled and it'll be refunded, I'm a happy person. But yeah, it's a consumer report. I'm writing everything down so I, you know what it is. Okay, well, you know, like I said, I'll handle it with my bank too and see what they all have to say about it, because I'm going to have them shut my card down and issue me a new one, I guess.
Yes, ma'am. So I did get everything canceled for you.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I guess not. I mean, I don't know. I'm so new to this stuff that, you know, I'm just like, what the heck is... And it's a consumer report, you said?
Consumer Buyers Club.
Consumer Buyers Club. Okay. I will look for that and see what if there's anything else that I get. Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye now.